This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, it's news time now. Find out what's going on out in the world. First, I come in and adjust all the microphones. First I come in and I write the news. Then I adjust the microphones. Then I report the news. Here she is, Shelley.
Yes. I'll be moving myself, not the microphone in this case. Good idea. Coming up, free beer. I'll tell you about that. And an offer for $100 million. It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. The best selection and service in the 757 for locals by locals. So we start with the kids today. After the judge of Virginia struck down the governor of Virginia's mandate against mask mandates, the Supreme Court of Virginia dismissed that lawsuit from Chesapeake parents against Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin over his executive order requiring schools to make masking optional for students. Okay, now this is all over a technicality.
Okay.
There were 13 Chesapeake parents who had filed this lawsuit against the governor, arguing that the governor lacks the authority he claims to make the order, and they said they want to keep their kids from suffering irreparable harm and damage from others not wearing masks around them.
Right.
So yesterday, the Supreme Court dismissed that lawsuit, stating the relief requested does not lie against any of the respondents, which sounds hot, but what it means is, according to 13 News Now, who talked to a clerk at the court, the lawsuit asked for solutions that the justices can't provide. The proposed solution of prohibition was used in the wrong context. The group of parents asked for a writ of mandamus, I guess is how you say it. Legally speak. This kind of order apparently goes from a court to a public official, requiring the official to comply with a clear and unequivocal duty. There are other legal sounding terms going on here. They say, though, is thrown out because parents asked for the wrong type of remedies. So dismissed on that technicality.
Okay.
After the dismissal yesterday, the governor tweeted, pleased by the dismissal, and said that he would continue to protect the rights of parents to make decisions regarding their child's health, education, upbringing, and care.
Well, I was thinking that since the court struck down his mandate of no mandates,
right,
that it was no longer needed.
That a lawsuit against the mandate of mandates with the mandate. Mandate, no mandates.
That's what I'm thinking.
How
mandate,
much mandate?
You came and you gave without taking.
Could a mandate mandate if a mandate could mandate mandates?
I sent you away. mandate.
Well, meanwhile, the governor of four states, governors of four states have announced plans to lift statewide mask requirements in schools.
There you go.
This comes, it's going to come in the next month or two. They cited the rapid easing of COVID-19's Omicron surge and kind of the fact that we're all starting to realize this isn't just going to go away.
Yes, you're really in a place where you're going to have to get on with it.
Yeah, so this goes for students in Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon. Just thought that was notable.
It is notable. Yeah. It is notable. You're trying to find some way to progress.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Now, elsewhere in the news today, back here, a D-move, man. Police in Suffolk are looking for the person who stole an Amazon delivery van.
Oh, wow.
The Amazon van was stolen over the weekend. The driver was delivering packages. This according to 10 on Your Side, who says the driver had left the door open and the keys in the ignition as he was getting the packages to deliver. That's when another dude jumped in, drove off, as Wavy.com reports. Little did the suspect know, he was on camera, and they were actually tracking him the whole time. I mean, you'd have to imagine that they're tracking those vans.
Oh, I'm sure they have great great surveillance.
Yeah, GPS and stuff. So they did catch him driving to an abandoned house where he did unload all 160 packages, did all the unloading right there.
Mm-hmm.
Portsmouth police were able to recover the stolen items. No arrests have been made. Now, also around here from Accomack, a guy's facing several charges after a police pursuit yesterday that reached triple-digit speeds. Guy crashed his car trying to escape, too. According to Virginia State Police, a state trooper was operating the radar on Route 13. It was 9:10 a.m. when a Mazda 3 passed through the radar going 102 miles per hour. In a 55 zone. Yeah. A trooper went after him. The driver attempted to elude but lost control of the vehicle. The driver ended up being okay enough at least to be arrested.
Yeah.
Identified as Onancock resident Trevor Joaquin, is that
Joaquin.
Yeah, Giddens. Yeah. On charges of eluding, possession of drugs with intent to distribute, driving while under the influence of drugs, and reckless driving. He was released from jail on a $2,500 secured bond. Now, also in money, dude, people are just throwing it at him. Joe Rogan was offered $100 million yesterday.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
He would have to quit Spotify and join a right-wing platform instead, which would kind of be uncool of Joe because Spotify has stood through with him through so much. They're behind him through the COVID misinformation, I say in quotes.
You don't even know if he can leave.
Through the racist language.
We don't know what his deals are. But it's a great way for somebody else to grab some headlines.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just last night that the CEO of Spotify sent a letter to employees that read, "There are no words I can say to adequately convey how deeply sorry I am for the way the Joe Rogan Experience controversy continues to impact each of you." This is the CEO of Spotify writing to his employees about it. He added that Spotify would continue to carry Joe Rogan's podcast. "While I strongly condemn what Joe has said and I agree with this decision to remove past episodes from our platform, I realize some will want more. And I want to make one point very clear. I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer. We should have clear lines around content and take action when they are crossed, but canceling voices is a slippery slope. Looking at the issue more broadly, it's critical thinking and open debate that powers real and necessary progress."
Yeah, well, now they're going after the guy.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a campaign. Before it was just the misinformation. Now it's like, all right, let's find out. Whoever cobbled this thing together isn't done yet.
No.
You watch.
Yeah, we'll get, what else can we find? Yeah.
There will be more.
Well, now a guy named Chris Pavlovsky, who's the CEO of the Canadian video sharing platform Rumble.
I woke up from my nap yesterday and read this headline, and I thought it was about me. And I was trying to figure out how in the world I was involved in this Joe Rogan thing. And then I realized, oh, it's actually a video platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the video sharing platform, Rumble. Right. Yep, he tried to entice Joe Rogan to jump ship in a letter that he posted to the company's Twitter account. It reads, "How about you bring all your shows to Rumble, both new and old, with no censorship, for $100 million over 4 years?
How about that? $100 million.
This is our chance to save the world. And yes, this is totally legit. We stand with you, your guests, and your legion of fans in desire for real conversation." Now, Rumble was launched in 2013. It includes personalities like Steve Bannon. Last month, Rumble made headlines by striking a deal with Truth Social. That's a social media app that's being launched by former President Trump. Joe Rogan describes himself as a liberal, actually, but he has many right-wing views, such as on guns, censorship, trans athletes in sports, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The Spotify deal he signed in 2020 is reportedly worth more than $100 million.
Nice gig.
Yeah.
And this guy's outfit is out of Canada, for whatever that's worth, whether or not there are the same laws that surround it. I mean, you know, I'm sure that there's some sort of international boundaries and stuff like that. Rumble, by the way, is a very popular name in Canada. There's
A
lot of people named Rumble. That's where my grandfather's from.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen this video sharing platform.
And I've never watched it for right-wing content. I just went there because they had videos like YouTube.
Yeah. And
you know, puppy dogs and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, I watch husky videos and stuff like that. Or like the funny thing that happened, somebody slipping on ice or a delivery driver singing into a Ring doorbell camera. I mean, I've seen a ton of those kinds of videos on there.
But they grabbed the headlines. Good for them.
Yeah. Also grabbing headlines, free beer. Molson Coors Beer Company is giving away free Miller 64 beer. That's a beer with only 64 calories.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do to get the free beer is answer one really easy math question. I know, no math on the radio, but here you go.
Yeah.
What's the smaller number, 80 or 64?
Oh, come on.
Their new commercial about it features a mathematician, and he actually does give the answer away. I mean, in case you couldn't figure that out.
I'm Ken Ono, and I'm a mathematician. I'm a world expert in number theory.
And why are you here today?
I believe there's an equation that you need my help with. I hope to be remembered as someone who tackled and solved difficult math problems.
So, we're having some trouble determining the answer to this equation. What number is smaller, 80 or 64?
64.
Yeah.
80's got to be another calorie count on another one of those low-calorie beers, right? That's why
maybe is it. You think that must
I'm
be it?
I'm guessing because 80 or 64.
Oh, maybe that's Michelob Ultra. Is that 80?
It's got to be.
That's the lowest calorie mainstream beer I can think of.
Yeah, well, if you want to get in on it, whatnumberissmaller.com is the website. Free beer.
Yeah, only if they pick you, though.
True. Yeah.
Not everybody that answers the question gets free beer.
And the whole legalese, no purchase necessary, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a ton of stuff on their
mask
website.
Mask mandates.
Yeah. Exactly.
Joe Rogan controversy. Locale.
Meanwhile, as the Olympics continue in Beijing, I know yesterday I said I wasn't going to do this, but there's not a single holler in this one. Okay. Olympics commentary done by Leslie Jones. She suggested that she might actually stop doing this on social media because NBC's been blocking her videos, even though she actually used to do it for them for the network.
Oh, she's not doing it for the network?
No.
She's just throwing these videos up there?
Yep. In an Instagram post yesterday, she said, "I'm tired of fighting the folks who don't want me to do it.
I do this because I really enjoy watching the Olympics. I really love you guys' reaction. I love that you guys enjoy. When I first started doing this in Rio, I did this because people were telling me that no one watches the Olympics. And I was like, are you crazy? These are athletes. This is like everybody coming together, no matter what's going on, and competing in the games. So for us as a country not supporting them, I thought that was just absolutely stupid. But what happens in stuff like this, you guys, is that people think that it's so easy to do and they think that they can do it better or they think they can be funnier or whatever. And you need to understand that when I'm doing this, my spirit is totally in it. I feel it. I love these people. I do this with real passion.
Yep, she said, I love the athletes and they love me doing it and I know y'all love it, but now it's gotten too hard. No one is fighting for or with me, so I guess I'll leave it up to the professionals, but thank you for the love. Hashtag up to y'all now. The message was captioned, Leslie Jones does not stay anywhere. I'm not welcome. In a follow-up, she made it clear that her beef was with NBC. She was talking, I mean, as you just heard, she watched the Olympics since she could walk. She said, it's frustrating to think that they could just replace me with anyone. Leslie got a lot of support after the post. Even Holly Robinson Pete chimed in saying Leslie, quote, should be doing this on Peacock like Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, there you go.
Leslie replied, you think Kevin and Snoop give a bleep about athletes and Olympics? Honestly, I think this should be my last one. It's frustrating. Last night, though, NBC claimed that there was some kind of a third-party error and that they fixed it. And Leslie is now free to continue on with her commentaries. She's not going to be blocked anymore.
Really?
They added, she's a super fan of the Olympics, and we are super fans of her. She was actually hired by NBC after her unsolicited commentaries became so popular, but that relationship ended after NBC hired Snoop and Kevin for the 2020 Summer Games.
Well, I'm not a fan of the hollering because she yells a lot.
Yeah.
But by the same, after that last speech, I'm a big fan. I love that attitude, and I just think that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a fan of it. She's doing it because she
hang
is
out.
A fan.
I'll just put my fingers in my ears.
Well, she gets a little excited.
But I want to support somebody that is that genuine about it.
Yeah. Yeah. She gets excited, but it's coming from a genuine place.
Yeah,
so.
But it's loud.
It is a bit loud.
Supermarket sweet.
And then finally, a self-styled UFO hunter and YouTuber named Scott Waring, I think we've heard from him before, has studied some new photos of Mars' surface, and he says he spotted a figure which appears to be some kind of a red-haired human watching the Mars rover.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Ginger on Mars.
I'm watching the rover.
He shared his discovery with his YouTube viewers, saying he's convinced that he's seeing life on Mars.
Can you see this person laying down on one shoulder, their arm over here, their neck exposed? You can see the pinkness. They have reddish hair there. And there's even a trail of footprints going across the top of this rock. Can you see the trail right here of the dirt that's been disturbed? That is incredible, isn't it? It's unbelievable. It shouldn't be possible, and yet we're looking right at it.
Yeah.
See, proof right there. There's
there
Ginger on Mars.
Ginger on Mars is a that'd be a great name for an album. Yeah. Ginger on Mars. Mick Hucknall from Simply Red. Ginger on Mars.
A red-haired guy on the red planet.
Yes.
Whatever.
There's Carrot Top.
Yes.
On Mars.
Around here today, we got partly sunny skies, a high near 47, northwest winds 6 to 9 miles per hour. Clear tonight, 33 will be the low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high into the 50s. Right now, we're at the Olympics. Hold on, let me see if I can get you. I'll get it on my phone. 38 degrees is what I got. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Thank you.